Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in Gardnerville to our friend State Senator James Settlemyer, who joins us. He is not just state senator; he is a gentleman rancher, and he is an opponent of question number one, the Bloomberg Initiative, I call it, where they want to expand background checks, and it's just ugly. Senator, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you doing today?
I am doing just great. How is everything in Gardnerville this morning?
Good. Not too hot yet. So, we're lucky in that respect. We're not like you guys. You're probably about 100 degrees already, right?
Yeah, and you guys, I guess, are going to have, what, 90s most of the week?
Correct.
So that's not bad. That's not all, considering we're in the middle of July, that's not bad. I want to ask you, you have come out very vocally against question one, so I call it the Bloomberg Initiative. Can you talk about why question one, expanded background checks and all, why it's bad for Nevada?
Absolutely. I look at the Bloomberg Initiative, and it sounds good on the face, but it doesn't do anything to keep guns out of criminals' hands in any way, shape, or form. Criminals are still going to get guns. It will further restrict lawful abiding citizens, or it will create a situation where every lawful citizen now will soon be violating the law. Because if you loan a gun to a friend, or in my situation where I have a ranch and my worker, I don't force him to go out and buy a gun. I loan him a gun for when we have problems on the ranch, usually during calving season. And so he has that gun within his vehicle, and that will be a violation of law under Bloomberg, because under that, at the beginning of every day, I'd have to go to a gun dealer and transfer the gun to my employee, and at the end of every working day, I'd have to transfer that gun back to my ownership.
Senator James Settlemyer joining us from Gardnerville. I've said on the show, and I've told my friends all across the state, if I thought this initiative would keep us safer, I'd be on board immediately. But nobody, not even Michael Bloomberg, has been able to show me that this thing's going to make us safer. If this thing made us safer, would you be okay with it?
Absolutely, but it will not. And we go through bills through the legislature. This is based upon the bill that went to the legislature and was denied. The Republicans voted no against it. The governor vetoed it because it was bad legislation. And this is based off of that. And it's not a good piece of legislation.
James, let me ask you, though. A lot of people are jumping on this bandwagon saying, well, we got to do something. You've seen cops being killed. You've seen horrific mass shootings. And a lot of people are saying, well, it's a gun control issue. Is it a gun control issue, this problem we have now in America?
It is not a gun control issue in to me in any way, shape, or form. It's more of an issue that there are some individuals getting a hold of dangerous items. We saw what happened in Paris when a person with a truck did great harm. We've seen situations with knives, and we're not seeing people saying we should ban knives or we should ban vehicles. We're hearing only about the gun. And if you talk to, most law enforcement, the most damage they usually see is done in the form of kitchen knives.
You are, in addition to being a gentleman rancher, you're also a pretty astute political guy. You look at this Bloomberg initiative that's coming into our state. Michael Bloomberg spent somewhere of around $10 million in the state of Washington to pass a similar measure. You know that Bloomberg's going to pour a lot of money into this state. Do we have the resources in this state to fight this thing?
I believe that individuals are going to stand up. I firmly believe that people will get the information necessary. I see the NRA. I see local gun groups. I have colleagues and friends, even law enforcement, are talking to one another about how this does not solve anything. This is an unnecessary, unneeded piece of legislation that will do more harm, because as the police departments that I've talked to have indicated, they can't enforce it. They don't have the manpower. It would be impossible to enforce. So why continue to have laws put on the books that you're not going to enforce?
When you're approaching an initiative like this, is it different than a political campaign with candidates and you have messages and things like that? How do you operate when you're dealing with an initiative rather than candidates?
Well, obviously you have to do a little bit more education and more broad-based. Let's face it, a lot of people sometimes will vote party line when it comes right down to it. And in this type of situation, you can't in any way risk that. You have to make sure that you reach out to all Republicans, all Democrats, all independents, all nonpartisans, all constitutional party, all libertarians, and make sure they understand what this initiative does or what it will not do.
Again, James Settlemyer joining us from Gardnerville, gentleman rancher, state senator. You're not in Cleveland, and I'm not either, but they started without us, I guess, the Republican National Convention. Your thoughts on what to expect? I don't think you were a Trump guy to begin with. Are you supporting Donald J. Trump for president?
Absolutely. And I had no problem with Donald Trump to begin with. I didn't endorse anyone in the beginning. I feel it's up to my constituents to decide which way they want to go. I don't think it's proper for, at least in my area, most of my constituents do not enjoy when a candidate or a politician tells them how to vote. So I kind of waited and saw which way they're going in that particular, but I have no problem with Mr. Trump. He's a businessman, and we need somebody who's willing to shake it up. We need change, real change in America, and we need to get back on the right path.
I know a lot of people are surprised. He was one of 17 candidates. Now he is the one. And I guess my question is, a guy that's run for office himself, who understands politics, how has Donald Trump done it? He has broken every rule on presidential politics. He's broken them all, not just once, but three and four and five times sometimes. How does a guy like that do it?
You know, he's a great salesman, and he knows what the people are looking for, and he doesn't shy away from it. Sometimes, as politicians, we tend to shy away from things in order to be politically correct, where he has no problem. This is what I think, and either you like me for it or you don't. That's your decision.
Final.
I appreciate that philosophy. That's one I've also prescribed to many a times. You do what's right, abide by the Constitution. If some people don't like that, well, then vote for somebody else.
James, in our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about what's happened just in the last few days. Dallas, now again in Baton Rouge, cops under assault by people who mean to do them harm, who are seeking out cops. And I guess my question is, how do we get the horse back into the barn? Obviously, we have a lot of anti-cop sentiment that is out there. A lot of it is in the minority community. How do we fix it?
You know, I think we're going to have to try to look, hopefully, to the parents, to the moms and dads, to take a little bit stronger hold, per se, of their children and teach them that, out of respect for everybody, we need to respect everyone. And law enforcement is there to do harm. I mean, what we're seeing, we're not seeing, they're going after cops. It doesn't matter the color of the cop's skin. They're going after them. And this is wrong. These people have taken an oath to protect us. And maybe at times we don't agree with their particular tactics or their ruling. Well, there's a way to vary it, you know, to affect that. You elect different politicians that change laws that affect how things go. I've seen bills come through the Nevada legislature on how police officers work with other individuals or how they arrest individuals, what their procedures are, whether or not they get to keep the things that they seize from people for themselves rather than going to the general fund. We've dealt with laws like that for numerous times, and people that have grievances with cops, please come to the legislatures. Let's see if we can find something to try to address real grievances, not just perceived. Let's face it, when you get pulled over by a cop for speeding, you're always wondering, well, why didn't he go after the other guy? Why didn't he go after a drug dealer? Or why didn't he go after that? Real problems. If there's problems, come to the legislature, we'll address them. We'll do our best to try to solve the problems and solve any issues. And I know the sheriffs that I work with agree. If there's a problem, you bring it to us. We'll solve it.
Because of what you said that the parents have to teach their children. Is this something that's not going to get fixed right away? Is this something that's going to take 4, 5, 8, 10 years to actually eliminate this perception out there that cops are out looking for unarmed black youth?
I don't think it'll take that long. The other thing we have to do is get a hold of organizations that are being funded. These aren't people that are getting together on a group up meeting website and meeting and throwing a protest. These people are being paid to protest. And we have to look at a way to try to figure that out because they're inciting violence. And that's wrong. That is against the law. You have freedom of speech right to the point that you incite violence. And that is what is occurring.
Do we
need to look at that.
Do we know who these people are that are funding this? Is it George Soros? Is it people like George Soros?
People of that nature. And I think we need to take a hard look at that and use the resources that are available to the government, which right now they're not being, but I think hopefully someone will use those resources and look at who is funding these organizations and groups and go after them, because they're inciting violence. They're not out there saying, okay, let's all be peaceful and let's all protest. They're saying, let's block the freeway, disrupt mass transit, let's shoot people, let's kill people. I mean, it's unconscionable what's going on. And we need to try to look at who is pushing these agendas, because I personally do not believe that without that push, we would be seeing the situations we are now.
Again, Senator James Settlemyer joining us from Gardnerville. I know this only because I'm looking at a mailer. Go to votenoquestion1.com. Is that the best place to find out more about this Bloomberg initiative?
Absolutely. You know, all you have to do is type in question one Nevada on a Google search. It'll take you to all the information, both sides. And I encourage everyone, look at both sides. And to me, once you look at both sides, it becomes rather apparent that this initiative has no chance of doing good. It's unenforceable. And if there's something that can be done, then the legislature, we've been taking up these issues for years, trying to find real solutions that'll work. And the biggest issue to me is, you know, we need to do, we've done great work in the form of legislation to help keep guns out of the mentally unstable. We've been trying to help streamline, modernize the program so that that way we don't have lapses in computers where somebody logs somebody into mental health says, hey, this person shouldn't buy a gun, but by the time it gets to the other computer system, there's a lapse of a week or two. We streamline that process. We're continually passing legislation to try to help out, to try to speed up the process and make sure that people that are mentally unstable do not get a hold of guns.
James Settlemyer, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. Stay cool, and I know we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That's James Settlemyer, state senator, gentleman rancher, Nevada State Senate, District 17, up in Gardnerville. And hopefully I get a chance to see him over the course of the next month or so. Always love seeing James Settlemyer.